Our word of God before us today is found in the book of Psalms, chapter 130, two verses there. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I want to ask a question that I hope hangs, lingers, one that you should regard as very important. The question is this: how shall we view our own sin? Not just today, but every day that we spend in this world. If we let the world answer that question, the answer sounds something like, sin? What's that? Isn't that some archaic expression people use to make people feel guilty? Sin? No one talks that way. Forget about that. I hope we agree that's the wrong answer. If we let our human nature answer this question, the answer might sound something like this. My sin? Well, yeah, I make mistakes. I have flaws. I'm not perfect. Nobody is. But my sin's no worse than anyone else's. It's not that bad. Again, I hope you'll agree. Wrong answer. How shall I view my own sin based on God's point of view? That's where we need to go. And I today would like to use myself as the example before us. After 50 plus years of committing sins and many years of reading what the Bible says about that, I am convinced of the following. My sin is real, not some abstraction, and I can't deny any of it. My sin, the sin of Steve Sippert, is bad. So bad that it cost Jesus his life. My sin is ugly, disgusting, to the point that it's a reason every day for God to disown me as his child. My sin is lethal, deadly, to the point of putting me and keeping me in a state of death. My sin is heavy, crushing, to the point of pinning me to the ground, stuck, and is the worst problem that I have. And I can't do a thing about it. I'm no exception, you realize. You're in the same boat. We all are equally guilty before God, equally condemned, equally desperate. Now, is that going to be the final word on this matter? Let's revisit the question, again from God's point of view, but this time we have Jesus in the equation. How shall I view my own sin based on who Jesus is and what he has done? My sin is paid for, already punished at the cross of Christ. My sin is washed away, all of it covered by the blood of Christ. My sin is off the record, permanently erased by Jesus, like it never happened. My sin cannot haunt me on Judgment Day, not when I have faith in him, the one who got rid of it. Again, I'm no exception. The same applies to you. We are equally loved, equally redeemed, equally claimed by God. These two lenses of law and gospel are the only way to understand rightly the trouble of our sin, come to proper terms with it, and have it resolved. Now and forever. These two great truths of the Bible rightly govern our worship of God, our witness to the world, and our walk together as fellow Christians heavenward. Please use them both, the two lenses, to view your own sin and make it personal, the law and the gospel, as we close the worship portion of our time here today, turning to the supplement, page 28. Using the antiphonal verses there on page 28.